Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Islamic Studies. I'm your host, Etezaz Mirza. Now, in our last episode, we had the opportunity to discuss and talk about the very important topic of the relationship between man and God. Furthermore, looking at the role that dua has to play between this relationship. In our last episode, we also had a look at why this relationship is necessary. I was able to look at, for example, how some people may also be good people. They may carry out good actions, but they may not necessarily have a relationship between themselves and their Creator. Why is this not enough? We also had a look at how this relationship between man and God is portrayed by different people, and the reasons for that is down to the level of faith. And our guest speaker in the last show was able to discuss a couple of the hadiths, namely from Imam Ali alayhi salam, talking about how this particular relationship should be, and more importantly, how that relationship between insan or man is enough. And we are going to obviously further take a look at that in today's show. Without further ado, I'd like to take a look at the episode for today, which is again staying on the topic of dua. And once again, we have the privilege and an honor for myself to be joined by Sheikh Agha Dawoodi. Brother, thank you so much for having taken the time out to join us for today's show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين. Inshallah, we are going to continue our discussion on the topic of dua, supplication, and the relationship between man and role,
Excellent.
Man and God, man and Creator. Inshallah.
Excellent. Thank you, Sheikh. We looked at a couple of points. First one was, what is the relationship between man and God, and the role of dua? We didn't go into this in any great depth, namely because it's something that we'll be taking a look at in today's show. We also had a look at the very important question about why this relationship is necessary, and you gave the very good answer that even though a person might be a good person, he may do X, Y, and Z, it doesn't make him a complete person. Because religion is not just about a person doing good things, it's about him being a part of society and furthermore understanding his needs beyond just an individual level, which I thought was a really beautiful answer, and I thank you for that. We also had a look at one of the hadiths of Imam Ali alayhi salam and some of his thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which were very inspiring. It gives you an idea of where the Ahlul Bayt were in regards to their understanding between God. What I would like to start off talking about today is this concept of reversion or conversion. We have many people, for example, who do not have a relationship between themselves and their Creator. They go throughout their whole life and they rarely ever have any interaction with people who believe in God, be that from any religion. They have probably never been to a religious building, be that a church or a mosque. And as a result of this, they carry on, in a way, maybe sometimes heedlessly, without focusing on reality. But sometimes there might come a point in time where something changes, like the veils are completely lifted and they're like, wow, this is what life is really about. How I was living was not the real way of living. I understand that there is something beyond comprehension.
Yes.
Yeah, beyond my thinking. And he deserves my time. He deserves to be worshipped. Why is it that some people, for example, accept God late in their lives and then have this relationship with God? What is it? I mean, can we find anything in the Quran or through the hadiths about why, for example, a person doesn't have a relationship with God and then suddenly has a really beautiful relationship with God? Is it because he's asked, for this relationship to occur? Or is it because of a good deed that he has done? Or is it none of the above, and is it because God himself has chosen this for this particular person? Can you explain that to me, please?
Yes. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, a very most important, point in this regard is cognition and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do they don't have the relationship between, themselves and God? Why they don't have, this relationship?
Yeah.
Because they do not know who is the Lord, okay? Maybe they think that the Lord, or, believing in the God is something like believing in, we seek refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something like believing in the, ghost or something like that.
Sure.
How can I know God? Okay, because I told you before that in previous session, that if I know something, okay, I can believe it better.
Sure.
Yeah. So what is God? God is something like human beings or so on.
Sure.
To know God better, okay, it is the most important, factor is to go through the attribute of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is not like humans. Sometimes I see a very nice, for example, jewelry or something like that. I see it. I, can see the dimension with my eyes, the color, the shape, different things.
Yeah.
Then I say, I like it, You see, or something like this.
Sure.
But I cannot see God. How can I believe in God? How can I like and how can I love God?
Or how can I have a relationship with him?
And after that, I can, fasten and tie my relationship between, me and God. I say, with, knowledge to his attributes.
Yeah.
You have different friends, but sometimes you like one of them much more than the others. Mm-hmm. How? Why? Because he has some characteristics that the others do not have.
Interesting.
Okay? Maybe when you take a look at your friend, you see that, his shape is not different from the others, okay? At least. But, because of his, manners, because of his characteristics, you like this friend better than the others. So, by taking a look at attributes of God, we can recognize God, we can understand him, we can, have a deep and good knowledge about God.
No, absolutely. This particular area of getting to know God's attribute is something that, is a very, very vast topic, and it is something that obviously needs quite a lot of in-depth discussion. Sheikh, we're going to come back onto this particular area of discussion just after this short intermission. We'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break. Thank you very much.